This is episode 8 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Mark Hartzman's book. It's called We Are Not Alone: The Extraordinary History of UFOs and Aliens Invading Our Hopes, Fears and Fantasies. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to start by reading from a section titled Kim Carlsberg, Baywatch's Mother of Hybrids. And this is what Mark has written. Not only do some mothers get to visit their hybrid children aboard spaceships, as Barbara Lamb claims, but in the case of Kim Carlsberg, a meeting happened right at her home. I learned this after making contact with her at the 2022 MUFON International Symposium. She was selling a book at one of the vendor tables, The Art of Close Encounters, which led me to ask if she'd had one herself. Carlsberg didn't hesitate to tell me she'd had many, often during her time working as a camerawoman for Baywatch. Her first experience was in 1988 at her beach house in Malibu, California, where she saw a huge glowing orb over the horizon. Too low to be a star and too high to be a boat, she said. As it moved along, Carlsberg claimed it hovered over Johnny Carson's house at the furthest point in Malibu, then in an instant appeared just feet from her window. I could see two entities staring at me through this window, and there was no kind of communication, she said. It just hovered and looked at me. And so after a while it just decided to take off, and it went straight up. She got back to work and thought little more of it, until a week later when she woke up and found herself naked and paralysed in what seemed to be an elevator. Several greys then pushed her into a large round room with, as she said, 100 little tables filled with human beings. Next, Carlsberg said she was anaesthetised and eventually awoke on a table in a small dark room where two beings monitored her, including a woman who she would later realise was a hybrid. She said to me telepathically, "Stop being such a big baby, this will be over soon enough." The next thing I know, I'm back in bed. And that was the beginning. Like, seriously, I was taken probably 3 times a week for 8 years. She claimed this included contact with 7 different species. After each abduction, Carlsberg alleges that the military found her and brought her to underground bases in search of details. The experiences only stopped when her friend, Daryl Anker, Paul Anker's cousin, intervened. Anker, that's Daryl, not Paul, claimed to have been channeling an alien entity called Bashar for decades. Sitting with Carlsberg at her house in Malibu, he went into a trance to summon the being. All of a sudden, this energy started going down Daryl's crown chakra into his body, down his arms and his legs, and where our knees were touching, I started vibrating for 10 minutes, Carlsberg explained. Anker was vibrating too, as Bashar came through him and gave Carlsberg a preventative mantra to repeat every night. In addition, Anker told her that her frequency was changed. This, he claimed, thwarted the extraterrestrial's ability to locate her. During her 8-year experience, Carlsberg says she mothered many hybrid children who exist in another dimension. One of her sons visited her home in Sedona, Arizona, in a UFO she described as a huge iron shape, filled with light spanning every colour of the rainbow. So where was this camera woman's camera? Carlsberg says her professional equipment stays locked in a closet, and though she wanted a photo, her attempt to retrieve a camera and lens was taking too long. By the time she ran back to her living room empty-handed, her son was seated on the sofa. He appeared human and communicated telepathically during their half-hour visit. He said to me, "Every moment of every day around every corner is a new opportunity to be of service." And I was like, wow, that was pretty cool. Pretty profound for a little hybrid guy. So did all of these abductions affect her work? The Baywatch cast was well aware of Carlsberg's experiences, and David Hasselhoff would ask her about them. Her stories inspired the 1993 episode, Strangers Among Us, which ends, spoiler alert, with an abduction. Okay, so I'm going to move on to another section in the book. This is titled The Berkshire UFO Incident, the only UFO sighting officially archived as historically true in the United States. And this is what Mark has written. Labor Day fell on September the 1st in 1969, and just east of the Hudson Valley in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, families were out and about celebrating just like anywhere else. But by nightfall, what had been a normal holiday suddenly became most unusual, particularly for the Reed family. 9-year-old Tom was in the back seat of his mother's car as they headed home from their family diner in neighbouring Sheffield. His younger brother Matthew was beside him, and his grandmother was in the passenger seat. As they drove slowly along a bumpy dirt road and across an old covered wooden bridge, Tom offered Matthew a fireball candy. His grandmother turned around to stop him for fear that the young boy could choke. At that moment, she saw lights shining through the planks of the bridge and the gaps in its weathered covering, and then spotted a sphere of light rising from the banks of the Hissatonic River. The thing was about 3 times the size of a car. Another one then appeared on the other side of their vehicle, but stayed low to the water. Tom's mother saw a clearing ahead and pulled over so they could get a better look. By then the lights had vanished, but now a much larger object appeared in front of them, hovering over a marsh. This one seemed to be about 100 yards wide, had a reddish glow, and was shaped like a turtle shell. We then felt a pressure change, like we were deep underwater. There was, like, this almost suffocating feeling, Tom Reed recalled, as he shared his experience at the 2022 MUFON International Symposium. And we started to just look out at that craft, and everything just seemed muted. And then there was a flash and an eruption of crickets and katydids and frogs, like someone flipped a switch and it all came back on. That was the last memory Reed had of being in the car before suddenly finding himself in what appeared to be an airplane hangar. The open space was far too large to be a craft, he emphasized. Reed remembered hearing voices and seeing rows of tables, possibly autopsy tables, and apparatus coming down from the ceiling. Then, just as suddenly, he was back in the car. The ignition had been turned off and his grandmother and mother had mysteriously swapped seats. At that point, only his grandmother was conscious and she knew something was wrong. She turned the car around and headed back to town for help. By the time she arrived, she realized 2.5 hours had passed since they'd left the diner. Reed didn't remember being scared by the strange event. We had seen stuff in the area before, but not as a family and not that close. There was a lot of activity in the area. They had first seen unexplained phenomena in the sky in 1966 and 1967. The latter sighting was reported to the Berkshire Eagle and described as a big round glowing object that hovered over the Great Barrington Airport. This time, however, they weren't alone in witnessing the strange craft. Many holiday revelers were still outside that night and called the local radio station to share what they'd seen. No explanation has ever accounted for what the Reeds and other witnesses experienced. Does an alien know how to turn the key off in a Chevy station wagon? Reed wondered. But then you've got to ask yourself, because 2.5 hours go by, did somebody else see the car running and turn it off to save the gas or whatever? So could someone else have intervened? Or was our government involved? As he looked back at the Great Barrington area in 1969, he pointed out that Sprague Electric, NASA, missile sites and various manufacturing facilities were operating nearby, and magnesium used in the atom bomb was mined 3 miles from their diner. So we've kind of adopted or believe that there was government involved in who extracted us from the vehicle. In recent years, the Great Barrington Historical Society examined all the evidence in the case, including a 99.1% passing grade on a polygraph taken by Reed, and proclaimed that it believes what happened to his family is true. In November 2015, Governor Charles D. Baker signed a citation in recognition of the off-world incident, stating that it was, deemed historically significant and true by means of Massachusetts historians, thereby inducting it into the state's history. The town erected a monument to the site, and supporters of the Reeds, including the families of B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan, have sponsored benches in what's now become known as UFO Park. The 1969 sighting was also deemed worthy of an episode of the Netflix reboot of Unsolved Mysteries in 2020. There's no other case in the United States that has ever been formally and officially inducted as historically true, Reed told me at the MUFON event. We are archived. We sit in history with the Boston Tea Party and Paul Revere. So this week I was reading from Mark Hartzman's book. It's called We Are Not Alone, The Extraordinary History of UFOs and Aliens Invading Our Hopes, Fears and Fantasies. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And I've also now put on sale two different types of Alien UFO Podcast t-shirts. And if you want to buy them, you can take a look at them through the t-shirts link on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.